This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. Idaho Supreme Court will have the final say on where Brian Koberger will be tried in the stabbing deaths of four college students. A judge in Latah County agreed it's not likely that he could get a fair trial there. Britain's Princess of Wales says her focus now will be on staying cancer-free now that she's completed her course of preventative chemotherapy. So what's next?
The steps here that happen after this are the recovery. Chemotherapy can be a debilitating process on the body, so many are left in rehabilitation or some other form of rehabilitation, whether that be at home or within a controlled setting. Regardless, that time, that peace, that comfort is needed.
That's ABC's medical correspondent, Dr. Darian Sutton. The next presidential debate will be tomorrow night in Philadelphia. It's going to be moderated by ABC's David Muir and Lindsay Davis. Vice President Harris is already there. She's deep in debate prep. Former President Trump meeting with advisors at Mar-a-Lago. This is ABC News. Pope Francis touching down in Timor-Leste as his southeastern tour of the Indo-Pacific continues.
On his first day here, Pope Francis alluded to the issue of clergy sexual abuse, but stopped short of specifically referring to clergy abuse or issuing any apology. Let us also not forget that these children and adolescents have their dignity violated, he said upon arrival at a meeting with local officials. In response, we are called to do everything possible to prevent every kind of abuse. Timor-Leste recently had its own reckoning with clergy sexual abuse after Nobel Peace Prize winner and hero Bishop Carlos Jimenez Bello was sanctioned by the Vatican for having sexually abused young boys. Many Timorese have downplayed the allegations. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, in Dili, Timor-Leste.
Over 1.2 million Ram 1500 pickup trucks are being recalled over a software glitch. Parent company Stellantis says the software can malfunction, causing the anti-brake system to disable. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Vita, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. Former President Donald Trump delivered wide-ranging remarks during a Saturday rally in Mosinee.
We will ultimately eliminate the Federal Department of Education and send education back to Wisconsin and back to the states. We'll send it back to the states so that Ron Johnson can run it, okay?
Trump's latest campaign visit to Wisconsin followed news that his sentencing on his New York hush money trial conviction will be postponed until after the election. Prison time for a fatal punch, 7 years in prison for 65-year-old Kevin Samer on his felony murder conviction in the death of 39-year-old Josh Davies. He died weeks after being punched by Samer at a Heartland bar in June of last year in a fight that began when Samer criticized Davies' tattoos. In Waukesha County Court Friday, Davies' mother requested a maximum sentence.
To get the defendant off the streets and his animal-like behavior to be caged and controlled. The pain and damage you, Kevin, have caused to him and so many others is just simply unbearable and unacceptable.
Samer, who had no prior criminal record, will have 5 years of extended supervision after his release. He received credit for more than a year already spent in the Waukesha County Jail. Life in prison for a Madison man convicted of killing a toddler.
Online court records show Marshawn Giles was sentenced last week to life without the possibility of release. Giles was found guilty of over a dozen charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree child sexual assault. The 20-month-old girl was found dead in April of 2022 when Madison police entered an apartment. An autopsy found the child suffered skull fractures and blunt force injuries consistent with sexual assault. Dane County jurors rejected a defense plea of not guilty for reason of insanity to some of the charges against Giles, during his trial earlier this year. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
About here at the week's open. Looky there. Looks like the, don't let me speak too soon. Yes, the entire soy complex higher here to start the week. Corn and wheat, We'll wait and see if they join the party. This morning, of course, we're going to check in on machinery, and then one of our favorite afternoon guests will swing by for a little clarity on risk management tools. Live from the 9th of 9 via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. Then we'll chat with Tommy Grisafi of Advanced Trading. And later, a long-distance communique from our friends at WRDN in Wisconsin. Directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm your outstanding guest host. In for Chip this week, it's me, your pal, Davis Michelson, behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. A little different voice this morning than Chip's. I know you're used to hearing Chip first thing Monday morning. Chip's out fishing this week. Now, let me just explain. This is how this guy recharges. August was a killer for the dude. It was awful. So much to do. Well, no, okay, not awful. I don't want to say awful. Just awfully busy. How about that? Dude's traveling all over the place, meeting all kinds of people, digging in deep for AgriTalk, putting in the work, the sweat equity. Let my man have some fishing time. He needs to refuel. You know, let's get him out on a big rock somewhere with a small, moderately safe sort of campfire. You got a cast iron skillet. The fish is bubbling in there. That's what he needs.
Do you know how I recharge? Huh? You know how I recharge?
Well, tell us, Big Apple Joe.
I pass out from exhaustion.
You pass out from exhaustion?
Yep.
See, that's one way to go. I don't know. Have you ever tried the fishing route?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, it's not for everybody.
No, I liked it. Believe me.
Uh-huh. Very good. Yeah, I had a busy weekend. I was a little sleepy yesterday afternoon, too. Anywho, on to the present. It's Monday morning here. We are ready to go. So I'm going to be handling the morning shows this week, and then I've got a series of guest hosts lined up for you all, so you don't just have to sit listening to my voice all week. Nobody wants that. Least of all me, right? So we'll have a, it's going to be a great week. We'll get some great perspectives here. And one of the perspectives I want to bring in this morning is sort of dovetails off the conversation Chip and I began on Friday afternoon. What do we do here now? Life without the Pits on the trading floor. Tommy Grisafi, I can't think of anybody better to answer that question for us. We talked about it when they were talking about closing the Pits, and Tommy had some thoughts a few years ago. And so I'm just circling back on a conversation with a guy that we don't bring into the morning show very often to talk about risk management tools and, you know, what might be in the toolbox for producers out there. Oh my goodness, look at the time. I got to get going. It's news time. I'll start with the National Weather Service weather. An increasing threat of heavy rain, strong winds, rip currents, and storm surge are developing from a tropical system in the western Gulf of Mexico. Residents along and near the western and northern Gulf are urged to follow the latest forecast developments. Meanwhile, dangerous heat and elevated to critical fire weather continues for portions of the west and the southwest. We got some wildfires going in California. I just saw a little bit about that, so I don't want to say too much, but it's happening. A drier bias will continue across the Midwest for the next 10 days, according to World Weather Inc. Rains will also be limited in the plains, though scattered showers are possible in central and northern areas of the region next week. We've got Brett Waltz coming up to talk turkey on the weather here in just a few minutes. I'm pleased to report a USDA daily export sale, 132,000 metric tons of soybeans sold to China for 24-25. This follows a decent string of export sales and daily export sales last week. Prices may be at that go zone for buyers. Congress faces potential fiscal year 2025 shutdown, a farm bill stalemate, and other key issues as lawmakers are returning from their summer break. Pressing matters do include that farm bill, a fiscal year 2025 spending bill, foreign land ownership is on the discussion table, and more aid to Ukraine. I imagine this just scrapes the surface of what Congress needs to do. They're returning from their summer break. Over 300 state and national groups sent a letter urging lawmakers to act on a new farm bill this year, warning that delays could harm producers facing economic challenges. While the official deadline is September 30, key commodity programs expire by year's end, making timely passage crucial. Straining the grid and driving up electricity costs, California's climate policies are reportedly causing disruptions not only for residents, but also for critical infrastructure like the Port of Los Angeles. With renewable energy mandates and aging equipment, the state's power system faces increasing instability, leaving other states watching closely as California grapples with grid failures. Is it too simple to just note sometimes the cart gets before the horse and it just really doesn't work that way? Just saying. Meanwhile, U.S. gasoline prices hit a six-month low last week at $3.31 per gallon. That's 50 cents lower than the same time last year. And experts expect gasoline prices to fall farther. Up to 40 states could see prices under $3 by Thanksgiving. This, according to Gas Buddy, 10 states, including Texas, Kentucky, and Kansas, already have average prices below $3 per gallon. I filled up yesterday. And I believe I got the cheap stuff for $2.99 here in Kansas City, Missouri. At a Wisconsin rally, Donald Trump vowed to impose a 100% tariff on nations abandoning the U.S. dollar in trade, intensifying his protectionist stance. Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, framed the dollar as being under major siege and said he aims to maintain its global dominance. And with that, let's dig in to the weather forecast with Brett Waltz from BAM WX. Good morning, Brett. How are we today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine here. Let's look ahead. You know, it's pumpkin spice season, bro. And that I go to harvest. I go to first frost. There are all sorts of weather things here. What's paramount on that list for you as you're watching the weather?
Well, you know, we actually had some spots and some reports this weekend in the Ohio Valley of temperatures getting into the 30s, some very isolated cases of frost in the Ohio Valley with record-breaking cold temperatures this past weekend. That's not going to be sticking around, though. I think that the pattern as we work into the back half of September for much of the Ag Belt will be a good bit warmer than normal. So I don't have major concerns ahead for early frost and freeze in addition to what we had this past weekend.
Well, very good. As far as precip goes, now Chip would be able to help us out a little bit better here. I'm not sure that, I mean, I think we really are just in the drying out phase right now, weather. Or is it decent drying weather that you're expecting here?
Yeah, the next 10 days or so, especially for the upper Midwest, going to continue to be quite dry. You know, I don't see major rain in the forecast ahead, but I do think the last 10, 11 days of the month or so, we will start to get wetter. So I think the next 10 days are probably going to be the best time frame in terms of drying. The lower Ohio Valley will get some rain from what will end up being Francine, will be a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico here in a couple of days. But until that time, until the last third of the month or so, it will be drier than normal, warmer than normal. So pretty good harvest conditions overall.
Just real quick, how concerned are you about that developing tropical storm?
You know, I think it could make landfall as a Category 1 hurricane, bring some very heavy rain to the Gulf Coast. But it will be good news for parts of the lower Ohio Valley that need the rain.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Brett Waltz from BAMWX. Have a great week, brother. We appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
That was Brett Waltz from BAMWX. All right, we've got Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, coming up next to talk about what he's seeing out on the machinery auction trail there. Coming up next on AgriTalk.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now, ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Your needs are evolving, and so is our lineup. Firestone Ag is introducing premium Bridgestone tractor tires engineered to meet your evolving needs, especially if you have heavy on-road driving habits. Equipped with the latest tire technology, Bridgestone tractor tires are designed with enhanced wear resistance and durability. They are engineered to provide excellent traction and ride comfort on the road while minimizing soil compaction. To learn more about Bridgestone tires, visit your local certified Firestone Ag dealer or visit FirestoneAg.com.
The possible. Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Machinery Pete on AgriTalk is brought to you by Firestone Ag. Firestone Ag now offers Bridgestone tractor tires, the ultimate lineup of tires engineered to deliver enhanced wear life, durability, and ride comfort on the road. To learn more, talk to your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
You know, real yeah. Yes fans might turn up their noses at me for saying this, but this is my favorite Yes album, 100%, start to finish, absolutely. Might have been, you know, I was a teenager at the time, and, it hit hard. It cut deep. It's a great album. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Davis Michelson here, your pal behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk in Chip's stead. Once again, he's out there recharging his batteries at the end of a little six-pound test line, if you know what I mean. Let's get on to Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Good morning. Happy Monday, Greg. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's going good, Davis. I appreciate that Yes lead-in song there. What was that? Owner of a Lonely Heart or Owner of a Broken Heart? But yes. Yeah, it's a good tie-in. This weekend I was out in Benson, Minnesota, where I grew up. We had our 40-year high school reunion.
And, 40-year?
Yeah, it was something. Well, it's,
did you take a second and check the math on that? That can't be right.
Well, comparing notes with my classmates, yes, it was. You know, these high school reunions are something, you know, small town, rural America, coming back. And obviously a lot of our friends still live in town there. Our class in 1984 at Little Benson was like 125 kids. And now they're you know, 60 or 70, but so much fun to see everybody. And they tied it in with, they have a local event called the Rib Fest. So a lot of people were back in town, but, shout out to Terry Collins. She's former mayor of Benson. One of my classmates organized it all. And, you know, Davis, when I was driving out there, in my Machinery Pete pickup, kind of getting nostalgic, and I heard a song on the radio, Phil Collins, Do You Remember?
Ooh, yeah.
It's kind of a deep cut, but, yeah, you know, it's just fun to see, you know, people that were in your life all those years going to school, and, great fun, great fun.
Well, and you get to strut around over there. You're Machinery Pete, brother. You know what I mean? Huh?
Well, here's the secret. Here's the inside scoop on that, shooting you straight. My high school classmates, I think they're still dumbfounded that Greg, because I was about the shyest kid in high school. I was like super shy. So, but you know, we are how we are. And it just took me a while to kind of cut them out of my shell in college there. Found out, you know, maybe a beer or two helps along the way there occasionally to do that. Sure. But yeah, no, it was great fun to see everybody. And we wound up, I didn't get much sleep. We wound up at a little bar down the road in Clonarf. And it was so much fun to see everybody. Great time.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, and, you know, we are glad, just speaking selfishly for myself and the rest of the AgriTalk audience, we're glad that you made your way out of that shell. Because there's an awful lot to talk about. Let me just throw in a clumsy, ham-handed segue into why we're here. Let's start here. We're a little further down the list here, but talk to me about Machinery Pete YouTube. You've got a specific video you're talking about there, but if I look up Machinery Pete on YouTube, what can I expect to find? And then let's get specific on that JD7810.
We posted a video end of last week, Davis. It was a 2000 model John Deere 7810 mechanical front. Only had 2,566 hours on it, sold on a recent auction in Carthage, Illinois, consignment auction by my good friends at Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. Kirby Fecht, a great guy down there with Wheeler, sent me the video. Sold for $106,000. That's the fourth highest auction price this year. So great fun to watch it sell. Of course, 7810s. They're right in that kind of size and age spot where they're just super popular. So it's fun to watch that sell. And on the topic of Wheeler, I should shout out, they have a huge sale coming up September 20th down at their home in Paris, Missouri. It's a dealer farmer consignment auction, but a couple of dealer lines on the sale, just tremendous. So go to wheelerauctions.com and check it out, folks. I know our friends at RDO Equipment have some, a pair of 22 model John Deere 9RX 640s with low hours and warranty on the sale. A pair of John Deere 9R640 four-wheel drives. The folks at Size and Trick and Nobi, a great dealer. They've got a 23 model 9RT 470, an 8R340, an 8R280, a 6R175, S790 combine. So a lot of late model equipment selling September 20th. Again, go to wheelerauctions.com. And that sale, Davis, Wheeler Auctions is a big believer in the live in-person auction with, of course, online bidding. So you can get out to the auction and also bid online.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting to be a little bit better time of year. I got to tell you, and I'm curious, Does the heat during the summer impact attendance at some of these in-person auctions?
Well, I mean, you go to auctions these days, for the most part, the attendance isn't what we remember from, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, just because of the online presence. But, you know, tons of people still, Davis, like to get up close to that thing they're going to be bidding on. You know, you just spend $250,000 or more. Yeah. It's sort of nice to talk to the owner standing right there, just kick the tires a little bit. So, and the heat, I would say this, if you're up here in Minnesota, it gets to be 90 degrees. Myself personally, I start to wilt a little bit, but down in Missouri, Southern Iowa, Indiana, Kentucky, those folk, they're tough. They're used to it. Heat doesn't bother them one bit, but, we're the same with cold up our way. It's 0 degrees. We don't care. It's fine.
Well, take me to Magnolia, Minnesota. Where is Magnolia?
Magnolia, hey, get to southwest Minnesota. It's as beautiful as it sounds, Magnolia, Minnesota. And there was a little, a very nice farm auction there last Thursday by a Zomer Company Realty and Auction. I've talked about them a few times recently. They're very busy, Blake and the crew there. But they had a 2008 Case IH Magnum 245 that I posted this weekend about on social media. It only had 1,323 hours. So here you go, 16 years old, obviously pre-def, low hours, great condition, up around $151,000. That's the third highest auction price ever on a Magnum 245. Also had a 13 model Case IH Magnum 290, a little bigger horse, just under 2,100 hours. That went for $143,000. That's actually the highest this year. It's less than they were doing 2 years ago, but still highest this year. A planter was really interesting there. They had a 13 model Case IH 1250 early riser, 16 row, 30 inch, under 4,000 acres on it for 11 years old is really something. That brought $51,000. And then a couple older items, they had a sweet Farmall 806 diesel that went for 9,200, which was great to see those. And then for you Chevy pickup guys, how about a 95 Chevy red regular cab with an 8-foot box, 157,164 miles. That went for 9,100. So tip of the cap to Zomer Company Realty and Auction for that great sale Thursday in Magnolia, Minnesota.
I saw one of those old square Chevys driving around town all dolled up here just the other day, man. It's a sight to behold, isn't it?
They turn heads everywhere you go.
Yeah, they absolutely do. You've got some highlights here coming up this week, and we don't want to run out of time. Tomorrow you've got a super online auction, and then Thursday you're up in North Dakota. Give us the rundown.
Yeah, tomorrow, folks, hey, go to marshallbid.com, statewide online auction, no reserve, no buyer premium. That's how Adam Marshall land an auction roll. Great line of equipment, including a 21 model John Deere 5100R, only 442 hours with a loader, 11 model International 7400 feed truck with a Roto Mix 620-16 mixer, 146,000 miles. So that's tomorrow. Check it out, marshallbid.com. And then, like you said, Davis, Thursday I'll be up in West Fargo, North Dakota, the Big Iron Farm and Construction Show. Great event up there. I'll be on a panel discussion at 10:30. When you're at the show, go to booth W44. My friends at Quality Drills, they're out of Colorado. This company is just amazing. They will go anywhere in North America to do a free inspection of your air seeder drill or planter and optimize it and make expert suggestions on it. And they're going to have one of their used units for sale there with a special show price, a 2009 John Deere 1895 36-foot air seeder with a 1910 cart, completely rebuilt by these folks. And again, you've maybe seen me do videos and podcasts with them. I'm a huge fan of Quality Drills and how they roll, again, going all over the country to help you optimize your planting equipment.
Greg, while I've got you here really quick, when I want to go out and buy a new bathing suit, I don't buy it in the spring. I wait till this time of year because they're out of season. If I'm thinking about buying a planter, is there potential for me to get a better deal in the fall than in the spring? Is that a thing or not necessarily?
I don't know if I can comment, Davis, because the image of you shopping for a bathing suit is in my head now. But I will say, brother, that there used to be a seasonal difference where buying out of season was you could get a better deal, frankly. It's become less with online bidding, but the way the market is changing right now, basically softening with late model equipment at 24, we're starting to see that out of season factor come back. So, you know, buying a planter now might be a great play.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you travel safe on the highways and byways, and I'm anxious to hear what you observe up there in North Dakota at the Sale Machinery. Pete, Greg Peterson, thanks for your time this morning, brother.
Hey, you bet. We'll catch you next week.
Can't wait. Can't wait. We'll hear from him again first thing Monday morning next week. Coming up next, I've got a quick markets discussion with Brian Grady from Pro Farmer, and then we're going to talk pits. Tommy Grisafi.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 41 to 23.25, November up 35 to 22.64, December up 36 to 21.80, January milk up 36 to 20.56. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving lower once again after starting the day mostly higher. Hogs also moving mostly lower. It's the continued weakness of the cash markets as the selling pressure continues in the markets, as well as the consumer confidence is really pressuring the livestock sector. October live cattle down $1.15 to $174.02. September down $1.15 to $233.15. October hogs down 77 cents to $78.72. Meanwhile, at the Board of Trade, corn markets mixed, wheat lower, soybeans higher. A lot of this is positioning ahead of the USDA crop report for September that will be released on Thursday. Those numbers could provide the biggest impact on supply and demand and will likely be on corn and soybean yields as well. Dry weather also has the trade somewhat concerned as well. September corn down a half now to 383 and a quarter. September beans, though, up 10 and three quarters to 10 even. September wheat in Chicago still steady at 553 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September down one and a quarter to 584.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here in for Chip this week for the morning shows. A bevy of guest hosts will be joining myself in the afternoon programs. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. My next guest, we've talked with Tommy Gristop. He's been a staple on the afternoon program since its very inception. Let me bring in Tommy Grisafi now. Mr. Grisafi, welcome to AgriTalk AM. Thanks for being here, sir.
You, because of you, I had to get up early today. I mean, normally we get rolling around 11 or 12. It is so much fun to be here. Coming to you live from Ames, Iowa. A big win. Iowa State put a little pounding the Iowa, sorry, Iowa fans. And I heard a little team out of Northern Illinois embarrass some Irishmen, which was awesome too. Love the upsets. Love college football. Didn't get to watch any of it. We had the Popcorn Festival in Valparaiso, Indiana this week. Old Orville Redenbacher, if you don't know, study your history. Old Orville was a Valparaiso guy, a Purdue grad, came up with a little thing called popcorn. Or kind of did, or really came up with the microwave popcorn. Who the heck knows what he does? But we have a popcorn festival every year, and it's a big deal. So, yeah, it's fun. Good to be
here.
You know,
I'm always accused of looking like Orville Redenbacher when I wear a bow tie.
I like that look. Yeah. And especially on you. I've never been able to pull off the bow tie thing. Matter of fact, I asked our very own Tyne Morgan once, I think I'm wearing a bow tie. And she goes, don't do that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Next time I see her, I'm wearing a bow tie.
Well, definitely. You might look good on it. You know, it's not my look. She goes, just regular.
It ain't for everybody, I suppose. No. Tommy, we if anything, we've failed to introduce you very well to our morning audience. You've got a wealth of information inside your head between your ears, and I want to bring that to the good people listening this morning here. Start by just introducing yourself briefly. Give us a little elevator speech about Tommy Grisafi. What do you do? Who the heck are you?
Oh, thanks. Tommy Grisafi, advanced trading. I live in Valparaiso, Indiana. I spend a lot of time visiting with clients all over America. Commodity broker. I spent my first part of the career at the Board of Trade. Obviously, the Board of Trade's pretty much gone. Still a member of the board, own a seat, trade. But the trading's not as profitable as it used to be. So something dramatically changed back in 12 and 13. And I said, you know, this trading gig might be up. It's time to go get a real job in the real world and take everything I've ever learned in the pits and try to bridge that gap between farmers and ranchers. And that secret society of what was the Board of Trade and the CME group is no more. For example, I'll send you all a picture, but I'm here in Ames and I have my laptop, a camera, a mixer board, lights, and we live streamed. I live stream every day now at 9 o'clock. We go live every day on YouTube called ATI Pro Media. We just did our 200th episode. We haven't missed a 9 a.m. morning, at all. And as you know, there's a big difference between taping something and doing something live. And I like live better, like, the interaction between you and Chip and your guest, it's not faked. I mean, you sometimes you never know what's going to come out of your mouth, and that's what makes it so exciting. So we love educating people. I'm a commodity broker now, wife, two kids, two Shih Tzus. That's it, man. Love my family, and I love America.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Hear, hear. Well said. I've brought you on because you and I had a conversation while the pits were still open, but we talked then, and this is a few years back, about what it might look like life after a human presence in the pits. And then Chip brings it up on Friday afternoon. We're just sort of chatting. And his question to, his question to the ether was, if not futures and options, then what do we do to manage risk? Is it more dangerous now? Tommy, help us orient ourselves in this. Could we call it a brave new world here in trading?
Yeah. Well, good markets, good bull markets make us less smart. And so when we have big boomer markets, $6, $7, and $8 corn don't make your IQ go up. They make your net worth go up. And when these markets come back down, we feel less smart. We're in one of those less smart periods. The truth was we never, sometimes people didn't really get more educated or get better at marketing. Russia invaded Ukraine. I mean, we had all that money pour out of the the COVID funds, not only through America, but the whole world, all that money pour in all over. And then that Russian invading Ukraine, that disrupted the whole global ag trade. Anyway, we have boom, bust. We have funds get in. We have funds get out. We talked about it today on our morning show. 21, 22, a little bit, 23 funds were really long grains. Now they're short. As you know, you guys talk about it every day. I listen to your show almost every day. I don't always hear it live, but I listen on the apps. I did listen to Friday's show. You had Andy Schisler, right?
Andy Schisler, yep, that's right.
Yeah, and I did listen, and you know, he's got a great understanding of China. And one of the things Andy said was they're just buying it when they need it, and they obviously don't need a lot. And there's not a lot of I think people have right now backed off on speculating about 60 days out to the election. Folks, if you don't need to take risks, this next 60 days might be a great time to just lay low and take a little off the table. So when it comes to the exchanges or what I used to do or what I still do, on a positive note, everybody has access to the market. So I have a laptop and an extra screen, and I have corn, beans, wheat, cattle, Dow Jones, Bitcoin. CME has Bitcoin. Currencies, there's all types of things you can trade. And we all have access to that, but because you have access to the platform doesn't mean that platform makes you money. And so the barrier to entry has become equal for all of us. The cost of entry, if you'd like to buy a seed or lease a seed, has become very affordable, but it still doesn't come with the recipe to bake the cookies. And so you get the flour, you get the chocolate chips, but and this is a proven fact. You can give 100 people a recipe to Toll House cookies, and every single cookie will come out different because people change little bits of things. And that's what really separates people. There are still people out there trading, making great money. But for our folks and people who listen to your show, they need to keep an eye on Washington and keep an eye on their bushels. We're in the bushel business, and there's going to be a lot of things that happen politically that could affect farmers. You know, we don't have a farm bill right now, and there's a bunch of people out in D.C. marching, you know, going up and down the hill advocating for farmers in a farm bill. That could affect you. But the market part, I guess, long-winded, were you and Chip discussing, did people get smarter? Are they getting better? What tools could they use, like LRP? Future LRP is interesting, right? That's our very own Brady Huck. You met Brady Huck last week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Brady sells LRP, and he if you match LRP with futures and options, that's really helping people. We're still doing our thing here. We're doing puts and calls and futures. I wish more people did futures. I wish a farmer wasn't scared to sell $6 futures and watch them go against them. What they want you to tell them is, there's no risk in selling $6 futures if and when we were $6. That's not true. There's huge risk in doing that. Yeah. There's also huge risk in doing nothing. So if you want to know why used equipment prices are coming down or anything else, you take the combination of these newfound higher interest rates, and the amount of money that's being sucked out of the ag economy here is pretty great. The one thing that's going to bail us out is we have the bushels. I drove from northern Indiana, northern Illinois, all across 80 on my way to North Dakota, and boy, is there a crop out there. No doubt, Pro Farmer, Brian Grady, Chip, the whole crew, there's a crop out there. Unless you're in that part of southern Minnesota or northeast Iowa, you're pretty happy with what's going on. So bushels will help. Are you asking how we can get people? What in this next few minutes, what can we do to help get people better connected in the markets?
I think so. Yeah, I think that'd be a good way to go. What sorts of tools are out there? You know what? Maybe let's do this. Let's talk to that farmer. I'm Bob the Farmer. I've never fiddled with futures and options. I'm a little nervous, but I know we got a tight margin environment coming up here, and I got to do something. What might you say to the guy who's like, I've never done this before, but I'm interested?
I'd say I get a great understanding that you must own a lot of land, because there's so much wealth in land ownership that if you own land, you produce good bushels, and you sell on your seasonals, you know, there's a certain time of the year. Obviously, harvest, we almost always make seasonal lows. And then we tend to, for some reason, OND or Jan, Feb, March, we get those seasonal rallies. If you could hold on for those seasonal rallies, counter trend rallies, I would ask the older farmer who I just met, Bob the Farmer, How have you not used futures and options for so long? And maybe now isn't the right time to start because they're doing something right. If you made it through the 80s, the 90s, the 20s, the 10s, and I don't even know where we are now, the 24s, you're okay. I'm not going to knock him off or make him feel bad for not using this product. And so if they're financially in good shape, you know, they've done something to do it. And sometimes it's just great dirt, right? There a lot great dirt can make up for a lot of bad marketing, my friend.
Wow, that's a really encouraging message. Really good there. So give us just a little bit on these markets here. Now we're heading in. You're an analyst. We rely on you for your market analysis. We haven't got much time, but corn and soybeans, how do you like them currently?
Well, let's say you don't want to do futures and options, and of course I'd love for you to, but just let's take what we have. A farmer who's grown big bushels who doesn't want to do futures and options, incredible carry. Did a premium video last week for clients about March and May. Look at the March and May carry in corn. Do you need to sell grain off the combine? Then do it. But look at that carry. Get to know those carries better. That is better marketing. Good. Thank you, sir.
Excellent. ATI Pro Media on YouTube, correct? Tommy Grisafi?
You got it, buddy.
ATI Pro Media on YouTube every morning at 9 a.m. You can catch Tommy and then swing over to AgriTalk. Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, we appreciate you being here. Thanks for the insights and the good words, brother. We'll have you again.
Thank you all.
We'll be right back for more AgriTalk.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
La, 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 la.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it. with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk. Everybody, your pal Davis Michelson here. A couple of great conversations. Greg Peterson, Tommy Grisafi himself. You know what? Next, we've got a story from Brian Winnikins and the good folks at WRDN in Wisconsin. Hello, WRDN! Big Apple Joe Stackler, can you roll that for me, please?
This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. And joining us this morning is Anna Kahartz from Granton, and she is a Clark County fair exhibitor, and she's also with FFA, and she did something pretty darn special during the Clark County Fair. And so we wanted to talk with Anna a little bit more and find out a little bit more about Anna and also the great thing she did. I'll tell you what, it's pretty cool. And Anna, thanks for joining us. So you're with the Granton FFA?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been with FFA?
Since seventh grade.
So what do you like best about FFA?
I really like being able to connect with other people. I've gone to a lot of conferences and things like that that are just a lot of fun to be at. And you meet so many people and get to keep those friends. Like, I have a lot of friends at college now that I've had through FFA.
Now, are you still in high school or are you in college?
I am in college, my first year.
Oh, okay. And what school are you going to?
The University of Wisconsin, River Falls.
Okay, so you're just down the road from us. So this year at the Clark County Fair in Neillsville, you had the Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer. So tell us about your project, your Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer.
My Grand Champion Dairy Market Steer was a really nice calf. When I first got him, he was nice and strong. He was small, I noticed, but I thought, you know, if he's smaller, he'll have a lot more muscle on him as he grows. And it's true, because when as he grew, he kept his smaller stature, and my brother's steers got a lot bigger than him, like tall wise, but he got a lot fatter. And so he weighed in at 1408 pounds and did really, really well in the show, and I'm very proud of him.
You know, and with those dairy steers, that's always been kind of the judges always go, well, it's a nice steer, but, you know, for a market animal, it's because it's a dairy steer. It doesn't have the same build as a regular beef steer. So you kind of had that advantage with him being a little bit smaller and putting on that extra fat and muscle, didn't you?
Yes, I definitely did. And that's exactly what the judge wanted that day. And my second steer also got reserve, and they were both the same. They were nice, short, fat steers, and that's exactly what he wanted that day.
Wow, not bad. That's a heck of an accomplishment there to get both the grand and reserve champions. Now, the day of the auction on August 10th, there was a pretty bad fire from some other folks in Clark County and the Jeremy and Bethany Oberholzer family. They basically lost the barn and the milk house. And that had an effect on you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. So when I found out about their barn burning down, it really touched me because they had two younger kids. And growing up on a dairy farm, I knew that the dairy farm was my life. And to not have that as a part of my childhood would totally change the way I am today. And I definitely felt their loss, even though I might not have had that experience. And so I wanted to support them.
You supported them in quite a way. You decided to donate all of the proceeds from the sale of your Grand Champion steer to them. Was that something that you did, made that decision early in the afternoon before the show, after you'd found out about the fire? Or was it just before the auction, or maybe during the auction while things were going on?
So when my grandpa is on the fire department, and when he got the call for it, he texted the rest of the family and said, please pray for them because they're going to go through a really hard time. And when I heard that, I knew right away that that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to support them.
So you told the auctioneer, and you know, with the auctions, it's always, you know, you're the last one. Which always sometimes is really good and sometimes can be like, well, everyone's kind of left, but you're the last one and you're out there and you're out there and the auctioneer has made that announcement. What was your reaction when you saw, because obviously the folks and the bidders and the buyers, if they didn't know, they kind of got on board with this, didn't they?
Yes, they definitely did. The gasp from the audience, because it was so new, kind of like took my breath away at first. But then as the bidders started throwing up bids, I just smiled because I knew that the family is going to get taken care of.
And how much did your steer sell for?
It sold for $15.75 a pound, and it ended up over $22,000.
You gave that family $22,000, and you're a freshman in college. Now, yes, from what I understand, your family's part of the Farm First Dairy Cooperative, and so you have received a scholarship, right?
Yes, I've got multiple scholarships.
Okay, but $22,000, what? That's amazing, Anna, and congratulations on being, I mean, incredibly, incredibly generous. What was going through your mind when you, okay, you start off at a couple of bucks, and it's like five, all of a sudden it's 10. What was going through your mind?
You know, I was really excited because I knew how much it would impact them. But then I was also thinking about, you know, God gave me the steer that I was able to show. And he helped me raise it. He helped him grow nice and strong. And he gave me the heart to give the steer to that family. And I'm just really grateful that he was able to do that, because then now the Oberholzers have a chance to start over.
Well, good luck at UW River Falls. Congratulations again on what you did, donating $22,000 for a family in need. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Anna Cahart, she is a Granton FFA member, and she is a freshman at UW River Falls. She stepped up when a family was in need. $22,000 went to a family that lost basically their barn, milk house, and everything earlier in the day in August in Clark County. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Thanks to Brian Winnikins for sending us that story about Anna Cahart and her very generous sacrifice. We've had a great show today. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Michelle Rook will be in this afternoon with Chip Nellinger from Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. For Brett Waltz, Machinery Pete, Tommy Grisafi, Brian Winnikins, and Big Apple Joe, thanks for listening to Agri-Talk. It's me, Davis Michelson.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance.